Right, Imhotep, let's get into this video right now. We have to watch out for the production of genetically modified organisms of all types, right? Not just fruits and vegetables, but also animals, as they are increasing the amount of genetic modification that they give to living, moving creatures that can interact with me and you, right? So they say in this video, right, genetically modified mosquitoes in a lab in Italy. It's a quick video, but just listen to this right here. An international team of scientists is conducting a controversial experiment in Italy. The experiment is designed to test genetically modified mosquitoes that researchers hope could provide a powerful new weapon to fight malaria, which remains one of the world's greatest scourges. The mosquitoes are an entirely new kind of genetically modified organism. The insects, members of the species that transmits malaria, were modified using a powerful gene editing technique, CRISPR, to carry a sequence of DNA known as a gene drive. Okay, your research for today is to research CRISPR. At least read a page or something about it, so you can have an understanding of what it is, and the slightest at the very least, right? Instead of being completely clueless. Which is designed to drive the genetically modification rapidly through entire populations of the species. Now, here's the problem here, right? Because they want to genetically modify humans in the future as well. Now, if those humans start interacting with other humans and start giving the normal, real humans, let's say, a cold, an infection, a disease, or even worse, reproduce with them, procreate with them, that's going to affect the gene pool completely, of humans. And you can imagine, these Europeans, these Arabs, these Chinese, who seem to be the main ones doing this kind of crazy shit. Well, the Indians, too, can put them in there. They just seem to, like, they're not natural. They're not the black god, let's put it like that. Let's see, the mutation is designed to sterilize populations of malaria-transmitting mosquitoes in the wild, causing them to crash. And that would hopefully, see, they don't even know if it's going to do it. That would hopefully help stop the spread of the malaria parasite. But the experiment is controversial because of fears that the genetically modified insects could cause unintended consequences on the environment if they were ever released in the wild. So the mosquitoes are being tested first in a specially designed high security lab in Terni, Italy. The lab is designed to mimic the natural environment in sub-Saharan Africa and to make sure none of the insects escape. So why are they doing these experiments in Italy, but they're trying to mimic the conditions of Africa? The fuck? See, this is what I mean about the white beast, man. Don't forget. Don't think because I've been making videos that the white beast isn't still the white beast. It is. I still know it. It's still a thing. You may not have heard me say it in a while, but trust me. There's the black god, which is us. If you, because there's two, you know, there's different types of black people. You know, not everyone's the black god. And any black person could be the black god, but most of them, you know, they cooning nowadays. But this, me, is the black god for sure. And hopefully you're the black god as well. And then we're fighting the white beast. Now, some of you, you could sit back and bullshit, eat their poison, smoke their cigarettes, drink their alcohol, get ready to die faster. You're not the black god. But the ones who know what they're doing, the conscious ones that are evolving with the meta-evolved techniques, not following the regulations to keep them regular, they're the black god. But I'm going to get out of here. Just want y'all to know they still doing these nasty experiments in the background. Trying to kill black people, clearly. And fuck up the world at the same time, as you know.